This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 154. Dance your way to English success.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA. Get out of the classroom and onto the dance floor. Today, get Lindsay's and Aubrey's examples of how you can get active, learn a new dance or a skill using English to get fluent faster.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Aubrey, how's everything?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. Happy to be on the mic. I just enjoy podcasting so much. I think it's my favorite part about our job here.
I know, right? I'll have it on the schedule, like, oh, recording with Lindsay on Friday. And yeah. I look forward to it so much. I'm like, oh, we get to record. It's just so fun.
It's kind of like play, right? It just feels like you're sort of playing around. That's what I love about it.
I know, especially where these aren't scripted, right? We're not reading from a script. We're not preparing a ton in advance. We definitely have specific strategies to teach, vocabulary, things we want to get across. But we can do that in such a fun, native way that I think is way more enjoyable for you guys listening out there. So I really look forward to it.
Exactly. And that's how you guys know we're getting real English, right? Again, like Aubrey said, there's no script here. We're just trying to show you the way we really speak, right? Like you're sitting in a cafe with us. So if you love this, Aubrey, what should our listeners do if they love our style, our connection, not perfection vision?
Yeah, make sure you're following All Ears English. If you just stumbled across this episode, or maybe every week you check in, if you aren't following, you miss a lot of content. We do bonus episodes and we have 4 episodes every week. So make sure you're following the All Ears English podcast.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. So I was just on a webinar this week and we were talking a little bit about physical activity, like dancing or moving, and how that helps us actually learn a new language. What do you think about that idea, Aubrey?
Oh, for sure, right? It gives our brain another association to connect information to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So of TPR, total physical response, with my master's degree, I learned about this. And if you can, with my students, if I could teach some kind of movement or have something physical be associated with the language they were learning, they were so much more likely to retain it.
Oh, that is so good. And there's research on this. I've seen this online. There is actual research that says that your brain is more primed for cognitive memorization activity to deeply learn something. And that's kind of the total physical response, right? You deeply learn the thing. It's also something about the idea of separating, of making everything more holistic. So it's not just your mind in the classroom. It's our minds and bodies coming together to absorb a new language and kind of embody that language.
Yeah, well, and it just makes sense because you become so much more of an active learner. If your whole body's involved, your brain is more turned. Whereas if you're sort of passively reading a book or watching a show, you're just not engaging your full brain, your whole body, and you're not going to retain as much.
Yes, we love this. We love the idea of getting active as we're learning. And today we're going to show you a few examples of things that we've tried or that we've heard really work. And I want you guys to think right now about which of these things you want to try. How could you get active with your English learning, you know, manifest that into some kind of physical movement, a dance, an exercise, or a way to get active and get moving and do it with English. So I have one example. When I was living in Buenos Aires, I lived there for about 3 months. I lived in an international house. It was awesome. And I was taking some tango classes, actually. I'm not a good dancer. I'm actually an awful dancer. But there was such a culture of tango even around kind of the expat community, people really wanted to learn about it because it's so cool. It's so sexy. It's so unique as a dance, you know? Yes. And so have you ever tried to dance tango, Aubrey?
No, or I haven't. I really wish we had video of you dancing the tango,
God,
Lindsay.
No, I
love the tango in movies whenever this comes on and someone dances the tango. I agree. It's the most like passionate dance.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the dances I've learned are sort of more fun and silly, but I think the tango is, if you're like really wanting to show the passion and the love between two people, the tango is the dance to choose.
Exactly. And then it becomes about even more than the dance, right? Because my partner for that project, that learning project, was this Argentine guy. And we would go together to the classes. It was super fun. And then I started hearing about more and more local places to go to dance tango where you could, you just catch word of something. Oh, what about this club? Oh, it's in this neighborhood. No one else knows about it. You start going to these places and then you're in a place where it's all Argentines and it's just, you end up so culturally immersed. So this leads to more and more cultural immersion. That's the point, right?
Yes. And think about all of the amazing language you were exposed to going to that class, right? All of the instructions are in Spanish. You're able to like really soak all of that in. And like we said, have this full physical, emotional, and experience, and all of that language you're going to really retain so much better.
Oh, so cool. And then you get these memories of just, I don't know, it's just something about these visceral experiences of being alive in a new culture, an amazing city, and you just have that experience. So that's one way to do it, one example, and I'll give you another one in a second.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
But Aubrey, you had an example too. If we can't travel, and we talk a lot on this podcast, you don't have to travel, right, to get this kind of immersion. There's other ways to do it too. What could that
exactly
be?
There are so many options online. You could sign up for a tango class online, and some of it will be instructional videos. You're dancing, maybe you're filming yourself, maybe you choose a partner. They're all set up differently, but you can do that class in your target language. So you could take that class in English through a company that's teaching online dance classes in English, and then you're going to have a very similar experience to the one Lindsay did, where you're getting all of that language, meeting people who are interested in that dance. And if for you it's not the tango, there are so many, anything you're interested in, you can find an online class for that.
I love it. And this would also make a really good gift to gift a friend, like a gift card for these kinds of online classes.
Yes.
Right? I mean, how cool. You know, your friend really wants to focus on their English, and you know, there's a, let's say there's a New York City studio that streams their aerobics classes or their Peloton classes live, right? You buy your friend a gift card for 10 classes for that. How cool. How cool.
Yes, exactly. If you're wanting to take a self-defense class, right?
Yeah.
Do it in English online to be learning not only the self-defense moves, but also the language involved in English.
Yeah. And this gets to the whole idea that we were talking about this week on this webinar that I was on. Don't learn English. Learn something more interesting through English.
Exactly.
Right? Don't learn English. We're not really here to learn English, guys. We're here to live life, live a better life. And English is going to help us do that. But we could increase our English skills through doing something, frankly, that's more interesting than grammar.
Yes, exactly, right? You're pushing yourself to have these great experiences, and you are going to surprise yourself with how fluent you are, with how much you understand, with how much you retain. You know, you're going to have an instructor there to help. You have translation services at your fingertips. So challenge yourself a little, even if you feel like, ooh, I don't know if my language level is up to understanding a self-defense class in English. You may surprise yourself.
You might
You'll have to get a little creative, a little you know, a little different than it would be in your target language. Resourceful. Yes, that's the word. But think of the challenge. It's fun.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's a good word, a bonus word today for our listeners, by the way. Aubrey, resourceful. What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly right. That you are making use of the resources available to you. And with the internet, these are innumerable. There are so many as far as translating language, but also all of the courses that are available to you. So this alone, you're going to have to be resourceful to think of what you're interested in and then research it. Find a course in English that you could take.
Yeah, I love it. And then just to give you guys another example, when I was living in Boston, there's actually a quite sizable Brazilian and Portuguese community from Portugal and Brazilian community in Boston. And so I decided to try capoeira. And capoeira is a Brazilian Afro martial art. And so that's another thing you could do if you're in your own city and you want to learn about another culture. You could, you know, even within your own city, there could be dances or things that are all about that particular culture. Now, what is the, whatever city you travel to, what's the dominant culture? Do that thing. So yes. I really enjoyed my capoeira classes. And if I were trying to learn Portuguese, of course, I could have learned Portuguese in that class, right? Because almost everyone was from Brazil there.
I had a similar experience in Quebec. And this brings up, you can also look for opportunities to volunteer or serve. I was able to do Meals on Wheels. There's a program called Meals on Wheels where you deliver meals to people who aren't able to leave their home. Everyone who did it was from Greece. That was all this whole like Greek area. And I heard so much Greek from the people we were delivering to and the people I was working with. I wish I had had a little bit of a foundation because I think I could have really improved my Greek in that situation, right? Just being exposed to it through volunteering.
Yeah. And this also involves the physical too, right? Because you're up, you're delivering meals, you're moving. And therefore that language, if you were learning it, it would be really getting into your brain. And it's something about the combination of the movement and the learning. It really works, guys. It absolutely works. I love it. So good. So good. So, I mean, that's the point, guys. We want you to dance it out, right? Dance it out. Go out there, you know, dance in English, learn an aerobics class in English, do something where you're immersed, but you're not focusing so much in a way that you're perfectionism comes up, right? We, you know, when we are too busy trying to learn capoeira steps, we don't have time to feel like a perfectionist, right?
Exactly. We're not focused on the grammar. We're hearing those instructions in order to be able to do this other skill, learn this other talent or hobby. So that whole need for perfectionism goes out the window and you just focus on making these connections and learning something new and interesting.
Yeah. And also the connection with yourself, right? Connection with your body, being able to learn this through your own movements and then through connection in the community of other people learning it. So good. So good. So that's our advice for today. This has been a good episode, Aubrey.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.